Congregation, please stand. The congregation may be seated. On behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we welcome you all to Lurgan Baptist Church this afternoon to celebrate the marriage of Ben and Caris, and we trust that the Lord Jesus, who was present at the marriage at Cana of Galilee, will be with us today in a very special way. We welcome also those who are joining with us today by way of sermon audio. Some of Caris's family are in England, and they would love to have been here, but because of circumstances cannot be here, and you're watching us now on sermon audio, and we welcome you, and we trust that at least in some way through sermon audio, you will feel part of this wedding service today. If you're from Northern Ireland and you're watching us today on sermon audio, we welcome you too, and we trust that together we might know the blessing of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. We want to bow together in a brief word of prayer. Let's bow together in the Savior's name. Our God and our Father, we bow humbly and reverently before thee this afternoon in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this happy occasion that brings us together. We bless thee for the providence of God that has brought us to this hour. We thank you, our Father, today afresh for our Lord Jesus Christ, the sole and only head of the church, the one who loved us and gave himself for us at dark Calvary, the one who rose again to be our personal Savior. We thank you, our Father, for that moment in Ben and Caris's experience when they acknowledged their need of Christ, when they fled to Christ for refuge, when they were saved by thy grace and redeemed by thy blood. We thank you, Lord, that in your purposes thou hast brought them together. And we pray today that as they make their vows to one another and in the presence of this congregation and before thee, we pray, our Father, that we might be conscious of the Lord's presence and the Lord's power and the Lord's blessing in our midst. We pray, our Father, that we might be so conscious that the Lord is in our midst today. We think especially of those who are watching by way of sermon audio. We pray for Caris's family in England today, some of whom would have been here, but because of circumstances cannot. And we commend the rest of the family to thee, and even Ben's family, some who cannot be with us today because of infirmity or old age, because of illness, because of circumstances. We commend such to thee and ask your blessing upon them. We just pray, Lord, that we might be conscious of your presence with us as we continue in this service. In the Savior's name, amen. Going to ask the bridal party just to sit down here on the front seat. It's lovely to have Victoria Salt with us today. Victoria's going to come now and sing "Here Is Love." Thank you, Victoria. Now we're going to ask the bridal party to stand, please. Dear friends, we are met together here in the presence of God and of one another to unite Benjamin Samuel Daly and Caris Joy Smith in marriage. God himself appointed marriage. When God created man, he also created woman to be a helper suitable for him. Marriage was approved by the Lord Jesus when he blessed the marriage of Cana of Galilee with his presence. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, chose marriage as the symbol of the union between Christ and His church. The church is called the bride, the Lamb's wife. The final completion of her perfect happiness will be when, redeemed from all sin and sorrow, and made perfect with every grace, she shall be given to Christ, the bride adorned for her husband. In all ages, marriage has been the foundation of a godly home. Marriage was ordained by God for the consecration of the union between man and woman, so that they should live in purity and honor. Marriage was ordained by the Lord for the companionship, help, and comfort of husband and wife. Marriage was also ordained by the Lord for the procreation of children, so that they might be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord. Human society can be strong and happy only when marriage is held in honor. Ben, will you take Charis to be your wedded wife, to live together according to God's holy ordinance of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep yourself only for her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Charis, will you take Ben to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together according to God's holy ordinance of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep yourself only for him, so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Who gives Charis to be married to Ben?
I do.
Thank you. Congregation, please stand. Ben, repeat after me. I call upon these persons.
I call upon these persons.
Here present.
Here present.
To witness that I.
To witness that I.
Ben Daly.
Ben Daly.
Do take you.
Do take you.
Charis Smith.
Charis Smith.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
As Christ loves the church.
As Christ loves the church.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to.
According to.
God's holy ordinance.
God's holy ordinance.
And to this.
And to this.
I give you.
I give you.
My solemn promise.
My solemn promise.
I call upon these persons.
I call upon these persons.
Here present.
Here present.
To witness that I.
To witness that I.
Charis Smith.
Charis Smith.
Do take you.
Do take you.
Ben Daly.
Ben Daly.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
To honor and obey.
To honor and obey.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to.
According to.
God's holy ordinance.
God's holy ordinance.
And to this.
And to this.
I give you my solemn promise.
I give you my solemn promise.
Charis.
Charis.
I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As the token and pledge.
As the token and pledge.
Of the covenant.
Of the covenant.
Made between us this day.
Made between us this day.
And as the pledge.
And as the pledge.
Of our mutual love.
Of our mutual love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Ben.
Ben.
I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As the token.
As the token.
And pledge of the covenant.
And pledge of the covenant.
Made between us this day.
Made between us this day.
And as the pledge.
And as the pledge.
Of our mutual love.
Of our mutual love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Those whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. As Ben Daly and Cara Smith have consented together in marriage, and have witnessed the same before God in this company, and have given their solemn promise to each other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving of rings, and by the joining of hands, I pronounce them husband and wife in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. You may be seated. It is the custom in Lurgan Baptist Church to give a copy of the scriptures to every couple that's married in this building. And I want to present just in a moment or two to Ben and Caris a copy of the Word of God. It simply is inscribed to Ben and Caris by Lurgan Baptist Church, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and on the 27th of July in the year 220. And I trust that you'll ponder this book and prize this book and practice this book. Before Michael, Ben's dad, comes to read to us the scriptures and lead us in prayer, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed with like one of these. Wherefore of God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And may the Lord bless to our hearts today, to Ben and to Caris, and to all of us, the public reading of his own precious word. Thank you, Michael.
Ben and Caris have asked me to read two portions of Scripture today. The first is in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 28. And we know now that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the second passage is from Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We'll just bow in a moment's prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word is truth. And your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we rejoice today as Ben and Karis come together in marriage, two become one as ordained in your holy word. We pray, Lord, that your bountiful blessings may be upon them as they step out together in life. We ask, Lord, that they may keep your word close to their hearts, that they may seek your face and your will in all that they do as they step out into a future known only to you. Father, we just pray for Dennis as he comes in a moment or two to open your word, be all that he may need as he opens the word, and that it may be a blessing to us all. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us this day already, and we pray that all that may be said and done throughout the rest of this day may bring glory to your holy name, for we ask it in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's a real joy for me to be able to take part in this service today, and I want to thank Ben and Karis for the opportunity to do that, and I want to be the first to congratulate them, and I trust that God's blessing will rest upon them as husband and wife today and in the days that lie ahead. I want to speak to them specifically this afternoon, but of course you can listen in, and I want to leave with them today one verse that's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and the verse 33. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. During the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, a businessman was asked by Her Majesty to perform an important ambassadorial mission. Informed of this honor, he asked to be excused. He said that it would cause him monetary loss and interrupt the supervision of his business activities. To this the Queen replied, "You look after my business abroad, and I will look after yours at home." The man accepted the appointment and was gone for several years. And when he returned home, he found that the queen, true to her word, had looked after his business. In fact, he was much wealthier than had he stayed at home himself. You look after my business, and I will look after yours. This is in effect what the Lord Jesus says to the disciples then and to us believers now in Matthew 6 and verse 33, when he sets before them and us a recipe for living. It's this recipe that I want to leave with Ben and Karis today. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm not sure whether or not, Karis, you're into baking, but in Ulster there are a lot of ladies who are into baking, at least they were, until Marks and Spencer's arrived, and it seems now the baking has gone out through the window. But I want to set before you a recipe today. In any recipe, there are ingredients. And I want to give you three ingredients that are brought before us here in Matthew chapter 6. First of all, I want you to see that this recipe speaks about the presence of the King. The presence of the King. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. These words speak of a kingdom, but you cannot have a kingdom without a king. For us in our relationship to the Lord Jesus, this involves two things. One, there must be an acceptance of Christ as Savior. There must be an acceptance of the person of Jesus Christ into our lives. We need to be sure that we're in the kingdom, that we're saved. You become a citizen of an earthly kingdom through physical birth. You become a citizen of God's kingdom through spiritual birth. Christ says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And this new birth comes through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, in response to faith. The hymn writer put it like this: as soon as my all I ventured on the atoning blood, the Holy Spirit entered, and I was born of God. Can I ask you on this very happy occasion, have you been born again? Are you saved? Has there come a moment in your life when acknowledging your sin you have by faith trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You have come to the cross and you have embraced the Christ of the cross as your Savior and Lord. Sir James Simpson was a man who made many important discoveries in life. He was the guy that discovered chloroform, and he was asked near the end of his life, "Sir, what's the greatest discovery that you've ever made?" And he said this: "The greatest discovery that I have ever made was this, that I was a lost, guilty sinner, and that Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, is my Savior." Thank God today Ben and Karis are building their marriage on a solid foundation. There was a moment in their lives when they were saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. Ben and Karis had the privilege of being born into a Christian family. And from an early age, they knew their need of salvation. Karis was brought up as a child of the manse. But like my own children, that didn't make her a Christian. At an early age, she put her faith in the Lord Jesus. She knew the joy of sins forgiven. Ben also was brought up in a similar environment. He was taught the truths of God's Word from an early age. He attended this very church, and he went to many children's meetings. At around 6 years of age, Ben acknowledged his need of Christ, and he trusted the Lord Jesus to save him. Both Karis and Ben were subsequently baptized in obedience to the command of the risen Lord. An acceptance of Christ as Savior. But don't stop there. There must not only be an acceptance of Christ as Savior, there must be an obedience to Christ as Sovereign. You see, the Lord not only comes to redeem, He comes to rule. And His sovereignty, His mastery, must be acknowledged in the lives of His people. Ben and Karis, make sure you recognize Christ as Lord in your heart and in your home. It's great that both them and Caris have been involved already in the service of the Lord. Caris has been involved in gospel work in Ghana and also in local churches in Loughborough. She now helps with the music and holiday Bible clubs in her own local church and also with the Christian Union. Since leaving his beloved Ulster for England, Ben and Caris has been involved in Hollywell Evangelical Church. Ben now leads the youth fellowship, is involved in the Christian Union, and also in Christians in Sport. But for Ben and Caris, and for all of us who belong to Christ, living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ is a daily matter. Indeed, on this wedding day, it's good to remind our hearts that He's the Lord of our marriage. Don't ever forget that God instituted marriage. It was His idea. It's not some man-made formula. And God's kind of marriage involves an exclusive relationship. Keep thee only to her. And God's kind of marriage involves an enduring relationship. It's until death us do part. You see, my dear friends, marriage is all about companionship. You remember what God said to Adam. It is not good that the man should be alone. Adam needed someone to complement him, to complete him. Ben and Caris, be selfless, be courteous. Don't lose the sparkle in your marriage. Be willing to say sorry. I heard about an old couple that lived down on the farm all of their lives, and when they reached their 50th year together, the wife was so happy that she wanted to celebrate, and she said to her husband, 50 years ago, we got married, Ben, let's kill a pig. And he said, Ma, there ain't no sense for killing a pig for something we did 50 years ago. Love at times means saying, that was my fault. I'm sorry. You see, marriage is all about companionship. Something else. It's all about relationship. It's a sharing of our bodies, our minds, our talents, our joys, our sorrows. In this marriage today, we're witnessing a leaving and a cleaving. The word cleave means to be glued together in a one flesh kind of relationship that's marked by intimacy and oneness. Marriage is all about companionship. It's all about relationship. It's all about worship. Marriage was never meant to be a duet, but a holy trio between a man and a woman who love each other and the Christ they know. Ben and Caris, can I encourage you to worship together and pray together and serve the Lord together? First ingredient, the presence of the King. The Lord Jesus also speaks here not only about the presence of the King, but the priority of the King. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That means two very simple things. One, material things must be secondary. Spiritual things must be primary. Here the Lord is thinking about what we put in and what we put on. But the list is endless. For so many, including those of us who are Christian believers, at times we put other things first. Fashion, food, finance, fitness, the family, the future. Nice to have all of those things, but everything in its proper order. Material things must be secondary. Spiritual things must be primary. Seek ye first. Above everything else, give this your priority, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You see, Ben and Caris, what's to be your external aim? The kingdom of God. Live for the kingdom. Seek to bring others into the kingdom. Seek to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Do you see what's to be your internal aim? A life of holiness. When Bishop Castles first went to China as one of the Cambridge Seven, he had these two words stuck on every piece of luggage and evidently on his heart. you know what the words were? God first. God first. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Jesus will last. Lord, at thy feet myself I cast. Help me run well for thee. The presence of the king. The priority of the king. Notice finally the promise of the king. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? The things that consume our mind, the things that consume our time, the things that consume our energy, material things. Well, you say, well, who's going to look after me if I put Christ first? Who's going to look after me if I put the Lord first? The Lord will. You see, here's the promise of someone who cannot lie. For what God promises, he's well able to perform. It's not only the promise of someone who cannot lie. It's the promise of someone who cannot fail. Matthew's gospel is the gospel of the king. And the king's resources are limitless. And so here's a recipe for living. Have you got the ingredients? The presence of the king. The priority of the king. The promise of the king. Many years ago, a little girl was going to a birthday party. And she was trying to put on a pair of her mother's gloves. You remember those gloves that went right up to the arm, buttoned right up to the elbow. And she was down in her mommy's bedroom and she got herself into such a muddle that she shouted up the hallway, "Mommy, they won't come right." And the mother came down and set the little girl on her knee. And she said, "Dear, there's the first button and there's the first hole. Get the first right and all the rest will follow easily." So it turned out to be. So it always turns out to be. Ben and Karis, on this your wedding day, put the Lord first. Keep the Lord first. After the marriage ceremony in a little church in the state of Iowa in the United States, the pastor leads the couple to the entrance of the church. And he says to them, "Before you go, the bride has the honor of ringing the bell. But you know, the bell is so heavy and the rope is so heavy that she cannot pull the rope herself." And so he says to the groom, "Lend a hand." And together they pull and the bell rings. And then he says this, "Never forget, as long as you pull together, the bells will always ring in your life." Ben and Karis, never forget, as long as you pull together with Christ as Savior and Lord, the bells will always ring in your life. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. May God bless his word to your hearts today and to all of our hearts for Christ's sake. Let's pray. Our God, we thank thee for the opportunity that we have had today of being a witness to this marriage on this very happy occasion. And our Father, we thank thee for the grace of God in the life of Ben and in the life of Karis. And Lord, we commend them to thee today. And we ask our Father that thy blessing would rest upon them as a couple. We commend them to thy loving care. We ask, O God, today as they start down the road of life together, that the word of God might be their guide, that the Spirit of God might be their teacher, that the people of God might be their company, that the work of God might be their employment, that the glory of God might be their motive, that the Son of God might be their Savior and Lord, that the blessing of God might be their portion. Father, we commend them to thee. And we ask our gracious God today that as they with us seek to acknowledge the Lord in all his ways, we pray that the Lord will direct their paths. Bless them physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, psychologically, may they know with Ezra and Nehemiah the good hand of the Lord their God upon them. We pray today for their respective families. We pray for the Smith family and the Daly family. And we ask our gracious God that thy blessing would rest upon them at this time. And Father, for those who have tuned in today, perhaps still not saved, know nothing of Ben and Caris's Savior, Lord, even through this simple wedding ceremony today, we pray that they may be brought to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, we commend thy dear servants to thee for thy blessing in the days that lie ahead. We commend ourselves to thee, and we ask our gracious God that throughout the hours of this day, we might know the presence of God with us and the blessing of God upon us as we offer this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. COVID-19 changes everything, doesn't it? Can't sing, but we're delighted to have Victoria with us today, and we've already been enriched and blessed through her singing. She's going to come now and sing another piece, He Will Hold Me Fast. And while she comes to the front, Ben and Caris are going to come to the front, and they're going to sign the marriage schedule along with the bridesmaid and the best man. Thank you so much.
When you fear your faith will fail, Christ will hold thee fast. When the tempter should prevail, He will hold thee fast. You could never keep your hold through life's fearful path, for thy love is cold, He will hold thee fast. He will hold thee fast. He will hold thee fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold thee bridal pair, look down. Oh, dear Lord, I pray their union with your favor crown in every passing day. Let thy love their model be, as in it they abide, and together live for thee with thee. By their side, He will hold thee fast. He will hold thee fast. For my Savior loves thee so. He will hold thee fast. Today in love their souls unite, He will hold them fast. The faithful Lord is by your side, He will hold thee fast. Through life your every step attend, His love and blessings cast, until you reach your journey's end, He will hold thee fast. He will hold thee fast. He will hold thee fast. For my Savior loves thee so. He will hold thee fast.
As Mr. and Mrs. Daly leave the building.